This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Are you Israeli?
Yeah.
You're an Israeli?
Yes.
And have you been?
On the 7th of October, you attack people.
Have you been in IDF? Have you been in IDF?
I will be there in 1 week.
This sister just jumps into speaker's corner and tells everyone she's going to the IDF next week.
Yeah, you're getting some your case ready. Are you are you going to defend?
7 October.
Sorry.
Do you know what happened in 7 October in Israel?
I know what happened on the 7th of October. Fine. Before we get to the 7th of October, was a smaller catastrophe than what has to. Wait, I'll tell you why. You can say that 7th of October triggered what happens later. Okay, I agree. Many innocent people died on 7th of October. I agree with you. Okay, that doesn't give the license to Israel to go and wipe out an entire population. I have agreed with you. 7th of October, a catastrophe, an atrocity took place where innocent people died. 100%, no doubt. Okay, now, moving on from that, does that give a license to Israeli generals, IDF soldiers, and Zionist propagandists?
You gotta let other people speak.
Yeah.
People.
What's my question? What are you answering?
Telling you answer. Okay.
Are you Israeli?
Yeah.
You're an Israeli.
Yes.
And have you been?
7th of October, you attack people.
Have you been in IDF? Have you been in IDF?
I will be there in 1 week.
You will be, and you will go and join the IDF. A genocidal entity.
Support my country.
Even if your country is committing a genocide, you will support it.
Yeah.
Okay. We have potential prospective.
Let us speak. I'll speak to you. Okay.
So that is clear. I'm talking to an Israeli lady. She is going to join the IDF in 1 week. And we're going to try to convince her not to do that. Let's see if we are successful. We will. Two things will happen before you leave. Before you can't bully me. It's not Israel. Okay.
She's not bullying you.
Yeah. So can you give her the mic? So put the mic on her.
Would you like this? I'm handing you a mic.
Yeah. So before we continue, two things will happen today. Either you will lose your humanity completely and you will reject all human values.
So in 7 October, many people were murdered, my friends, and get kidnapped, many kids.
Or you will do the decent thing.
Or rape many women.
There's no evidence for that.
These
are all lies. We do not believe the Israeli government.
You have a friend that was kidnapped and raped? You have that? No. So okay.
You finish and
I'll leave there. Every half hour, we have
Let's not shout. Let's not shout. Brothers, please, don't intervene. Just
okay,
let
so
her talk. Let her talk.
Thank you.
Yes.
So, in 7th of October, there was many people go inside Israel, kidnap kids, kidnap women, kidnap women that in
we had 40 babies.
So if you
a lot of these things you said are true.
Yeah.
A lot of these things.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Israeli propaganda has been there have been rapes and 40 babies were beheaded. Even Biden, Joe Biden, he came
so
and made the
statement.
Can I talk to her? Relax.
There is another side.
Relax.
And you need to look at the other side. There's also a media that will show you the other side of the media, okay?
Can I request from everyone to remain silent? Let her talk. See, you don't have to shout. You don't have
Fine,
a child.
Thank you.
You were doing good. Listen.
This was a lady. This was a lady.
That wasn't the debate.
This was a lady. It was. She didn't want to talk. Clearly, you know why the Israelis brainwash the children, and they become like this. What she was saying there, I told her that your country, your people are committing a genocide. They are burying thousands of children alive, right? And she heard that, and she said, "I will defend my country. I will defend my country." So your nationalism, your love for your people, your love for your kind, your love for your race is going to make you commit a genocide of children and innocent people? Fine. What happened on the 7th of October was an atrocity. No one's denying that. The question is, does that give you a license to go and join the same entity now that is committing a genocide against innocent children? Why do I keep saying children? Because they are the largest victims. They are the biggest victims of this unfair, unjust war. This is an unjust war. Why? Because Israel is an occupational power. Israel is occupying territory. Okay? So we had this lady, she said she's going to go next week and join the IDF. And we tried to convince her. We tried to convince her to do the right thing, to do the decent thing. Don't do that. Okay, we care about you. You're a human being. Okay? You are an Israeli. You have humanity. You have the same blood, same heart pumping in your chest, right? Have some humanity. Have some moral values. Don't just go and die for a genocidal, oppressive power. This is how the Atlantic slave trade continued. This is how Western colonialism continued for hundreds of years. You know why? Because people like this young lady were supporting the country. They were supporting an unjust occupation, an unjust brutalization of the natives in Australia, in Canada, in the American West, where hundreds of thousands, millions of Native Americans were wiped out by Western colonialism. Okay, when will this stop is the question. Our battle, our struggle is against this kind of brutalization and this kind of brutality committed by anyone. We don't care who it is. Anyone who commits such atrocious acts against innocent people must be challenged and confronted. You cannot allow young people like this to join a genocidal power. So we tried to reason with her. That's all we can do. There's nothing else we can do. We cannot force her. But we can reason with her, and she didn't want to talk to us. Clearly, the reason she didn't want to talk to us because she knew she cannot defend the genocide. She has no way that she can stand there with a straight face and tell me that what's happening to the children in Gaza. And her mother, I don't know, it was her mother or her aunt, she pulled her away. He pulled her away. Are you going to defend Israel? Are you going to defend Israel?
I'm going to try and be as honest about the problem as possible.
Okay. Are you going to defend Israel? I'm talking about the genocide right now. If you're going to defend Israel, then we can talk. Okay, if you're not defending Israel, then there's no conversation.
Can I start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if we're both just agreeing, there's not much for an audience to feed on anyway. So a bit of healthy dialectic is probably a good thing. Yeah. So.
Look, what is the conversation about?
This conversation started with me walking up to Adnan and saying, I think what...
And then you gave the mic to the lady, an Israeli IDF soldier. An IDF soldier to be.
You asked me to give it to him, yes? The mic.
He asked me, and it's his mic, so I did it.
So are you going to defend Israel?
I'm going to... Can I talk for a minute?
Okay. Look,
if the only question is, am I in any way going to defend Israel, and I'm not allowed to say anything which doesn't totally agree with you, we're not going to have a discussion.
Yes.
We try and have a discussion.
Okay, go ahead.
This started with me walking up to you and saying, I think what the IDF are doing in Gaza is appalling.
Okay? Yeah. I said that. Is that pretty clear?
Yeah.
So is that a fairly clear indictment?
We shake hands.
No, it doesn't mean we agree on every aspect of every diagnostic, but we can agree thus far. I think
that's
it's
all I need to hear.
Okay, fine. Well, I don't think it's all
I'm
we need to hear.
I'm not discussing the details.
Okay, so we can put... We can
the
put
details. Let's start with the beginning. Palestine is occupied territory. Do you agree?
In principle, look, hang on.
What do you mean in principle? Wait.
Okay. Wait, can I caveat?
Palestine is occupied territory.
Can I talk and then I'll answer the question?
By all United Nations resolutions against Israel.
Gentlemen,
okay, there are human rights organizations.
Adnan, you have to let me start.
You're giving your premise.
Give me a second. okay? I need to introduce this by pointing out I don't claim to be an expert on these facts, and I don't want to misrepresent.
Then why are you talking to me? Because I'm not an expert.
No, but I'm not an expert, but nonetheless, I can say with confidence that what they're doing in Gaza is appalling.
It's Palestine occupied territory.
Yes. Given I don't understand enough facts, I think it is, but I'm not 100% sure. Because of my lack of knowledge, which I'm owning.
Are you that ill-informed?
I may be.
Are you that?
Okay.
Are you that ignorant of basic facts?
Then let's discuss. I may be, so I'm owning up to my ignorance.
Earlier, when I questioned you about the genocide, you said it is appalling,
correct.
But I want to discuss the...
I want to discuss the way forward.
No, that's what I want to discuss, the way forward.
But what is the best way of resolving this from everybody's point of view? That should be the question.
Is Palestine occupied territory?
I believe so, but I don't know enough facts.
Okay.
Wait, stop cutting me off.
I'm not talking about the details.
Stop cutting me.
I'm not saying how many inches.
Okay. How many acres? How many kilometers?
I'm talking about a basic fact. Is Palestine occupied territory?
And I've claimed, due to my ignorance,
is
I can't.
Is Palestine occupied territory?
Okay. He doesn't want to do a debate.
Is Palestine occupied territory? Okay.
To continue, I have said, given my limited knowledge, I think so, but I don't want to make out
you're not
I'm an
clear.
Expert.
You're not
no,
clear.
I'm not
so
clear.
That's the first point we need to discuss.
Because it's
before
a point
you get to IDF,
because it's a
before
point
you get to the genocide,
no, I think you're wrong.
We need to discuss what is going on
no,
in this
I
land.
I think you're wrong. I think
okay,
you, okay.
Let's
I think,
start from the beginning.
Let's start
is
at the beginning.
Palestine occupied territory? We're going to discuss that point.
Okay, let's try this. Let's have a clock, 2 minutes each, and then we can actually have a dialogue. You don't
I want to have a fruitful... targeted
okay.
discussion.
So do I. So
is Palestine occupied territory?
2 minutes each.
Listen, why is it... Are you a Christian?
I'm not answering any more questions. Let's just take 2 minutes each.
Christians are supposed to be
guys,
merciful.
Do you think you're getting
they
your best quality
just,
of debate here with this? Or would you like us on a
good
clock?
Good followers of Christ.
Would you like us on a
right?
clock?
No, I mean,
so
look,
we can have an actual discussion
we
where I give him time to
100%.
Talk. He gives me time to talk. Would you like to hear that? Okay? I don't think anybody is hearing anything at the moment. Okay, what
that's
I'm
the topic.
Okay, what I am trying to do is make as many assertions.
1 minute, 1 minute. Is Palestine.
How many? No, you don't get to dictate the question in my 2 minutes.
I get the
in
same
your
time.
2 minutes. Correct.
I get the same time.
Has anyone got a clock?
Minute each,
Adnan,
1 minute.
2 minutes. Has anyone got a clock?
Is Palestine occupied territory?
Has anyone got a clock? I'm not choosing to use my 2 minutes to address
is
that.
Is Palestine occupied territory?
I'm not using my two. Who's having the first 2 minutes?
Is this, you know, this flag, it's from Palestine.
It seems we don't know how to share time.
Is it occupied territory? That's the point I want to discuss. Because once we discuss
this
point, everything else will become clear why the genocide is taking
place. Anybody here got a clock to time 2 minutes? Sorry, yeah, how do you...
So that's the topic of discussion, okay?
No, that's not the topic of discussion.
What are you discussing?
My topic of discussion is...
Is what?
What is the best outcome that could be got from the solution? This is what the eye should be on the ball. What is the best solution for the people of Palestine and the people of Israel? That
how
should be
we,
the highest topic.
How do we discuss the solution if we don't agree on the causes of the conflict?
So I suggest that when we're discussing it, we try and at least make as many statements we can agree on before we start disagreeing. We find out what common ground
our
we have.
Our solution
is
will
that
come
reasonable?
Back to the cause of the problem.
I agree.
Remove the cause
I agree.
And there won't be effect. Okay? Remove the cause. The cause is occupation.
Okay.
Israel is an occupying power, is a Western occupying power, backed by the Western governments, backed by the Christian right, backed by the Bible bashers in the American South, the Zionist Christians, backed by the British ruling establishment, not the people. The people don't want this.
So, no discussion. 2 minutes each. Someone get a clock.
So let's go to the cause.
Someone get a clock.
The cause is occupation.
No, I'm going to the solution.
I'm arguing the cause is
occupation.
I'm going,
who's talking first?
What?
Have you got a clock?
And what are we discussing? Yes, that's very
important.
What
are we discussing? I have made it clear. I think the thing everybody should keep their eye on is how do you resolve this best?
Yeah, does he agree with me?
So we need to agree on the question at least. But here's one thing we agree on. We agree, I think, that what Israel is doing in Gaza at the moment is appalling. Okay? I'd like to see the people of Palestine get a better deal. I think that you're being diverted in these debates into questions of is it genocide, is it terrorism, this and that, and you can spend hours debating that and it deflects from, it doesn't matter. As long as what's happening is appalling,
it deflects from the main
can I
problem.
Finish, can I finish?
I
as
agree.
As long as you agree...
What is the main problem?
If you
it deflects from the main problem. What is the main problem?
The main problem is if we can agree that what Israel is doing there, I think, is appalling. That's enough.
No,
we can move on.
No. This is a. This
I'm
is,
actually trying to help and
a,
agree
this
with
is,
you.
This is a symptom. What you're discussing is an outcome. We're discussing the cause. What is the main problem? What is causing all of this? What is causing all of this?
What is causing this is a very, I think, complex international...
Complex.
Can I finish? Are we on 2 minutes?
Very simple.
Whose clock are we on? Okay, if I'm going to talk. I have already said... Okay.
You're talking,
tell me when I got 2 minutes.
You're talking like a politician.
Okay,
a
fine.
Politician.
Whatever I'm talking like, just let me
things
talk.
Things are very complex. We really
how
have
long,
to look
give
at
me,
the nuances.
Give me, okay.
We really have to get into the nitty-gritties.
Okay.
And we really
the
have
idea
to complicate
shared,
things that people don't understand.
The idea, look,
I am trying to avoid that.
I made a very...
I'm trying to get straight to the cross.
Great. Well, we'll do that better if we have a conversation. We'll do that better if we share a clock. Okay. My interest... Okay. My interest.
Yeah, you know me. That is great for all people. In it.
What the fucking hell?
I want to bullshit you. You know me.
Right.
No, this no right.
Why are we coming? No right.
Okay, let him make his noise and he will go. Let him make his noise.
Wait.
Just go away and he'll go again.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
So back to our conversation.
Back to, one of us is on the clock.
I want to talk about the causes.
Okay, you want to talk about the causes.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I think I want to talk about solutions. And I think you want to need
solutions
to,
are directly linked to the causes.
Wait, I agree. Solutions and causes are linked, but I think we need to keep our eye on the ball.
So what are the causes?
When you start micromanaging discussions about is it terrorism, if we all agree it's appalling,
I'm not getting into that.
Okay, sorry, is it
once
terrorism?
Once we establish the cause, everything will become clear.
So,
what's the cause?
Okay.
We need to. What's the cause of the conflict? There have been mass murders, genocides, massacres, Jenin, and we have so many Nakaba, children and women have been killed, raped, jailed, brutalized, children shot in the head by Israeli soldiers, IDF. All of this, what is causing it? What is causing it?
When do I get to respond?
You want to respond to what?
Well, number one,
I'm asking, what is
you
the
are
cause?
Dictating the question. Okay, I will address both questions.
Okay.
Your key question is what is the cause?
Yes.
And I think it's obviously a relevant question. I'm not disputing that. Of course, understanding causes.
It.
I think a second, and I think more important question is, what's the goddamn solution? Okay? Can we address both of those questions?
Yeah, let's discuss the cause first.
Okay, with regard to cause, I've already said, unfortunately, my area is like ethics, teleology, metaphysics. That's my primary interest. I'm not
but
a political...
when you get to the solutions...
When you get to the solution,
he becomes a political scientist.
Wait, no, I'm not...
But when we discuss the cause, you are everything but a political scientist.
Sorry.
Okay, but when it comes to the solution, you become a geopolitician.
No, I'm claiming I may be ignorant of facts that other people know better than me.
So you cannot discuss the solution.
I'm just caveating.
You're not qualified.
I'm not qualified to discuss facts in the way that probably other people are.
But how are you qualified
to
discuss the solution?
I am qualified to discuss ethics and methodology and objectivity and self-consistency and principles that should be brought to bear to any discussion, including politics, okay?
I appreciate that.
Now, my heart essentially thinks the Palestinians had a bad deal and what the IDF are doing in Israel is appalling, okay? Does that make my position broadly clear, okay?
It makes it very, very, how can I put it? The language you are using is very light.
What do I have to say in order to show that
of 20,000 children is not only appalling.
The word appalling to me
is disgusting.
It's appalling and disgusting.
It's barbaric.
It's appalling to me is all of that. Okay. So if we can agree it's appalling, can we move on? We need solutions.
So okay.
Solutions. I suggest for solutions.
We
we'll
cannot
do,
discuss
the
solution
cause,
without the cause.
We're going to do both.
Discuss the cause first.
Okay, we'll interface. When it comes to the causes, because I'm more ignorant of facts, I'm under the illusion the chemo.
Okay, brothers, thank you so much.
What?
I don't think so. There's no conversation.
Well, I'm just about to
start. You're not honest. You're not honest about the problem.
What? Okay, I'm about
Mikes,
to talk about
Mikes,
the causes.
Mikes. Guys.
You're running away.
I'm running
you're
away.
Totally
yeah. I'm running
away
from waste of time.
You're totally
it's
running
Ramadan
away.
It's Ramadan and I'm fasting.
You're asking me the causes and I just said, you're asking me
because
the causes and I'm about to say what they are. Hang on, that's his. Do you really, the guy, you're just running away. The causes seem to pivot on 1948. The causes seem to pivot on 1948 and the Declaration of the State of Israel in 1948. Yes? No?
I need to check, man, before I...
Okay, you're just running.
I'm mic'd up. No, I'm because you're not serious.
I just answered the question.
You're clearly not serious.
The main cause seems to be 1948, the establishment of the state of Israel.
So how come he just became a...
Wait, give me a minute.
He just became an expert on history. Wait.
Anyone got a mic?
He just made a statement that the cause... Why couldn't you say that before?
Because I'm all right, Max Buckland.
Because I'm being honest and I'm trying. You're not used to debating people who are trying to be honest. I'm actually more on your side than their side.
I don't believe you're honest. Because if you're honest, you would have no hesitation in saying what you just said.
No.
What did you say?
If I know I don't know my facts, then I can't be confident when I assert a fact.
You don't know that Zionists came into Palestine and took the land.
You want to know what I believe? I'm telling you what I believe. Yeah. I believe in my potential ignorance that this pivots on 1948, that there was a mass immigration of Jews unfairly into Palestine, which displaced about 750,000 Arabs in the Nakba. Yes. Okay, yeah. This is my understanding. If you hadn't spent 10 minutes interrupting me, I was just trying to caveat
it.
Stop interrupting. If you didn't keep interrupting, I would have got that out of my mouth 10 minutes ago. I'm caveating it by saying I'm not claiming that I'm expert on these facts and I may have misunderstood
them. You don't need to be an expert.
If I talk to a Jewish person, they will tell me, no, mate, you don't know your facts.
Okay.
And I don't know some. If I talk to some people...
If you talk to a Zionist,
if I talk to some commentators, so I can't immediately go, hey, you're full of... I've got to listen to everybody. They will tell me I don't know my facts.
If you talk to an ISIS terrorist and ask him to explain... their perspective on war, and then you decide to believe their perspective. Uh-huh. Are you justified in believing their
perspective?
The conflict in Palestine, right. And then you decide to believe their perspective.
I'll tell you how I'm valuing conversations. I want to know how self-consistent is somebody being, how ethical are they being, and how objective are they being. Okay, right. That's what I want to know. And I know that I don't know enough facts about this to be totally sure. Okay. But my best guess is it's 48, it's the Nakba, it's displacement, it's expansion of settlements against UN law and all of that stuff. I'm basically buying it, Tony. I'm basically buying into that narrative, okay?
Tony.
Now, what you need to understand, what you need to understand is this year, uniquely worldwide, half of the populations of the world are voting to re-elect governments, okay? 4 billion people, coincidentally, all get to re-elect. America's not the only election.
It's the greatest sham in human history.
Okay, whatever it is. There's going to be a potential massive sea change. And most of us are lame in our 4 billion. And we can't be experts on all facts. We've got to make some decisions. So we've got an Occam's razor cut through a lot of the small print to the bigger picture. So if I make a basic assertion like what's happening in Gaza seems appalling, for about 4 billion people, that's the sentence I think they can gestate and work with. If I say you've got to read that book, know this fact, and you're an idiot because I know more than you, I'll alienate them and I want them on board. So I'm trying to use simple language and cut straight through, hopefully to help the Palestinian people. I've been walking around with information against Ben Shapiro and that lot, and Douglas Murray and whatever, quite some time, and no opportunity to quote it, because the minute I open my mouth, people assume that I'm fucking Zionist for some reason, and I'm not. However, I'm not so anti-Israel that I can't see an argument for a two-state solution still. Okay? Now you know where I stand.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
So when you say two-state solution, you want the Zionists to have...
I don't like Zionism.
Zionists. These are guys, they're Zionists. The Israeli government is Zionist. What do you mean?
I don't like Netanyahu. Netanyahu is clearly bad news.
I'm not talking about Netanyahu.
Well, you said the Israeli government. I'm not pro-Zionist. Okay.
I am pro-two-state.
So is that reasonable?
When you say you want the Zionists to rule territory in the Middle East,
against peace. I didn't say that.
Okay, we're not talking about the Jewish people here, by the way. Jewish people, we have no problem with the Jewish people.
Okay.
The Jewish people live with the Muslims for over 1,000 years.
Great.
We protected the Muslim civilization. Protected the Jewish people for over 1,000 years. I've done podcasts. I've done a lot of stuff with this through evidence. I've presented evidence where the Jewish rabbis, Jewish intellectuals, and leaders themselves testify to the fact that the Jews experienced the golden age under the rule of Islam in Al-Andalus, in particular in Spain, from 900 to 1200 for three. So this is not a question about the Jewish people. This is a small group of extremists. Terrorists and genocidal maniacs. We're talking
about
those people who have been committing genocide.
I made a simple assertion.
Yeah.
I'm in favour of a two-state solution. I think, because I think, can I finish? Can I?
Which means,
can I finish? Because I think,
giving the land of Palestine to Zionists.
Because I think, look,
that's what it means, right?
Can I finish?
Yeah.
I've been on pro-Palestinian marches for about 30 years. Okay, that's where my heart's been. When I've been,
I'm not racist. I have a black wife. This is like.
Okay, okay. Just keep slagging me the second I say anything with prejudice, and your viewers can decide realistically. Can I finish? Can I finish?
You just said you want a state for the Zionists.
I have been on.
You just said you want a state.
I am saying I've been on pro-Palestinian marches for 30 years.
You want a state for the Zionists?
The understanding during that was that we were marching for a two-state solution,
which is
in
what?
Accord with
Can
UN,
you explain it, please?
In accord with the United Nations laws. Yeah, because I would support those laws and their indictments of Israel for expansions of settlements.
But the Israelis
and so on,
don't
okay?
believe in those laws.
Fine, they don't, and I disagree with them because
and
I'm with.
You want a state
I'm
for
with the UN.
You want a state for the Zionists?
I think that the
they are breaking all laws. They're not following any regulations, any resolutions. They don't care about. They don't care about you and me.
Okay.
They don't give two hoots
I do not,
about what the world thinks of them.
I want it for
that's why they still send rockets
I
to
don't,
children.
I'm not.
They are sending rockets
excuse
to
me.
Children.
I am not saying I'm pro-Zionist. You're adding that. Watch
you
the,
are.
Watch the tape back.
Okay.
I say I want a two-state solution.
For who?
You say
for
I
who?
Support
okay,
Zionists.
Okay, two states for who? Who?
Jewish
who?
People and Palestinians.
Is this is not a question about
Israelis.
Jewish
who, give
no,
me a name.
Zionists.
For no, Israelis. Israelis.
Zionists.
Israelis.
They are Zionists.
They're not all Zionists. It's
how
just okay. Now, hang on. I think.
Talk to someone like that.
Excuse me.
He is now an expert.
Okay.
He's
now.
An expert
okay. I think I can say this with some confidence. I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. Not everybody in Israel supports Netanyahu. There's
ISIS,
a fair chunk of a minority
ISIS,
who
if,
do not.
If, look.
Am I wrong?
If I was standing here today, ladies and gentlemen.
Am I wrong?
Brothers and sisters.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm right.
If I was standing
I'm
here
wrong?
Today, and if I. If
okay.
I
that's
claim,
all I'm saying.
Look,
so
look,
I support the people in
look,
Israel who
look,
are anti-Netanyahu.
Guys,
is that clear?
Why, brothers, one second.
Okay,
I'm
not going to define Zionism for
I
me.
Want,
I'm basically anti-Zionist.
Wait. Okay? I'm going to do that for you. What? Wait. If I stood here today...
It's really hard to be on your side. Do you realize I'm basically on your team? Can you imagine what it's like
you're
if you're
not? You're not on our team
no,
if you're
I
talking
am.
Like this.
No, I am.
I'll
unless
tell you,
I think a one
because you are part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
Okay, I'm part of the problem.
I'll tell you why. If I stood here today and I said... Half of Iraq should be given back to ISIS and give Mosul as the capital, okay? Give half of Syria to ISIS and the other half to the Iraqi people and the other half of Syria to Bashar al-Assad. What would you think of me? And it's a two-state solution, by the way, yeah? To establish peace, let's have peace in the Middle East. Give ISIS a chunk. Give them a chunk. As mass-murdering barbarians as they are, as extreme as they are, as genocidal maniacs as they are, as much as all these things they are, give them a chunk. What would you think of me? I'm asking an honest question. Why is it that when
right.
people
so
like
we,
this
we
talk
know where
about,
we disagree.
Talk about, why is it that when people like this talk about the Zionists owning territory in the Middle
I'm
East?
I'm not pro-Zionist.
Because when they say two-state solution, they mean the Zionists
there
ruining
always was.
Occupied land from...
There always was a proposed two-state solution with withdrawal...
I don't care.
With withdrawal from the occupied settlements.
If
yes?
for 500
right
people
return,
argue give land to ISIS, I'm going to disagree with that. I'm not going to propagate that.
How many
I'm
of
not
the things you want
that?
Do I have
you
to
are.
Agree with before you try trying to slander me?
Okay. Well,
I agree
Tony.
With the right of return. I agree that the Nakba was wrong. I agree that what's happening with the IDF is appalling.
And you also agree that the Zionists
all
should
I'm
rule.
Saying is... When
you also agree the Zionists should
you'll
rule
know when
territory
you let
in
me,
Palestine. Right?
I agree with two-state... I think a two-state solution...
What does that mean?
Two-state solution
practically,
means...
Practically, what does that
some
mean?
Some of the land is owned by what I'll call
Zionists.
Israelis. No, not Zionists.
Zionists.
No,
Zionists.
Israelis.
Zionists. There is no such thing as Israelis.
Okay. Are
this
all,
is the Zionist state of Israel.
Are you claiming that all Israelis subscribe to Zionism?
See,
is that your claim?
That's the problem with the
He's
world.
He's not reacting.
The problem
it's
with the world
question.
Is people think
okay.
like this.
I'm under
they
the illusion that not all
that
Israelis are Zionists.
Without meaning. He's saying, I believe in the two-state solution.
Yeah.
I'm asking him, what does it actually mean practically
and I'm telling you,
for
two
the Palestinians?
States. And I'm telling you, Palestine owns and is recognized in international law, which should have happened 70 years
ago. If another
which
group
should
of
have
Jewish
happened 70 years ago, according to the international law, which I support, the fact that Israel, the Palestinian
law is wrong, it's wrong.
No, international law was correct. Palestinians should have.
If
the Palestinians should have been given a state about 70 years ago, and they've been shattered.
If the international community comes to me and says to me, "Give land to
okay?
ISIS," shall we do it?
What?
Simple question. If the international community decides today, if the United Nations decide today that we should give half of Iraq to ISIS, would you agree? Give me an honest
answer. No, because I dislike ISIS enough.
No, because the Zionists are white.
But yeah, it's because I'm just racist. You know, that's me. I just come here and talk like this because actually I'm just a racist bigot. I'm a stupid, simple-minded guy who's totally against your position, who's got no sympathy with Israel-Palestine. It's really obvious from everything I've said about the Nakba being bad, the right to return. I think I'm making sense.
You wouldn't give land to ISIS, but you would give land to Zionists. Yes, you do. You would. You would give land to Zionists.
Let me be clear. Can I be clear? Your argument predicates on the assumption, which may or may not be true,
would you argue for the return of Nazis to Germany?
All Israelis are Zionists.
If the United Nations decides give half of Germany to Nazis, would you agree? No.
I am in favour of the Palestinian people having a recognised state, and I'm in favour of what I will call the Israeli people for now having a non-Zionist recognised state. Okay?
Who are they? But that doesn't exist. That entity doesn't exist. You're just making things up.
No. Okay, great.
There is no candidate in Palestine that is called non-Zionist Israeli Jews.
So they're all Zionists.
Or independent Palestine.
Okay.
It doesn't agree.
Okay, then you're right. Then maybe we can't agree. So there's no hope in your eyes for a two-state solution because every Israeli is inevitably a Zionist and all Zionists are wrong. So we can only have a one-state solution.
Tony.
So now describe to me how this one-state solution works. Because what I see is if you take all the Palestinian, maybe I'm stupid, if you take all the Palestinian people right now and you take all the Israeli people now and you put them into one state, I've got a crazy idea that whoever's got the majority there will abuse the minority. Okay. Now, maybe that means that you'll end up with more. Oh, you don't think
that's
a lie. You don't think there's
Muslims? Muslims ruled this territory for over ruled Palestine for over 1,000 years, and there were Jewish people living, thriving, prospering, and everything.
I'm not querying any of that. What I said.
Go and watch my
playback.
You need to watch my
playback.
You need to watch my vlog with Muhammad Hijab on this topic.
Okay, play back what I said. What I said was, whoever ends up being the majority will abuse that minority. Now, you guys are not diligent in your thinking.
This is wrong.
He half answered
you
the
question. Play it back and listen. You
know. He is not listening to the question. He
you're
half
very slimy and
he
slippery.
Half yeah. No, I'm just
you're
logical.
Very slimy.
He half answered
very,
it.
Very slimy.
He half answered it. What he answers was
Tony.
If what
Tony.
He answered was Tony. If the Muslims are the majority, they won't abuse the Jews. Fine, let's assume I accept that. But I put it to you that if the Jews were the majority, they would abuse you. Do you disagree?
I will present evidence that
do you disagree with that? He didn't even hear what I said. He's that far gone. What did I say? I'm of the opinion that if you end up in a state with a majority is Jewish government in one state, that they will likely end up abusing you. I think that's true. I think you think that's true.
You think they'll treat you well.
You're not making sense.
Okay, fine.
And the more you're talking, the more you're making a mockery of
yourself. You don't think you can say it's a mockery of the cows.
You're not consistent.
No, I think they'll treat you great.
And you're supposed to be an expert on ethics and consistency. What was that called? Your field?
I think it's consistent to think that if two groups of people hate each other as much as these two groups hate one another tomorrow I put all those people in the same place and you end up with an Israeli majority, I think the Arabs will get a bad time of it. But maybe I'm wrong.
ISIS and Nazis. Why don't you argue the same for ISIS and there are neo-Nazis in Germany. There are neo-Nazis who want the revival of Nazism.
Okay, you know what?
There are neo-Nazis in Britain. There are neo-Nazis in Poland.
There are neo-Nazis
all over Europe. Okay, they want the revival of a fascist
never mind. Look.
Nazi. And if they manage to take some land, people like this would argue, oh, leave this land with them. They are Nazis.
So you want a one-state solution?
They are holocausting.
Explain to me the merits of a one-state solution.
I said that
we should keep our eye on the ball and look at solutions. Explain to me the merits. Hang on. The merits of a two-state solution is you don't immediately kill each other. That's what I think might be an advantage. Because right now the two
Nazis,
sides hate each other. I think that's reasonable. What's the advantage of
same
a one-state
logic.
Solution?
Same logic.
What?
Same logic applies. That you want to give a piece of land in Palestine to the Zionists, a genocidal, apartheid, racist, mass murdering entity. You are arguing when you say two-state solution. When you say two-state solution,
uh-huh.
you are arguing for the land of Palestine, a yeah. big chunk of it,
yeah.
to be given to an entity that has blood of millions of people on its hands.
I buy the blood. Okay. I buy the blood thing. I'm not arguing with the blood thing.
So you want to give the land to them?
Let me explain why.
And that's it. Our discussion is over.
Let me explain. Right. Here's things. Yeah. If any of you are interested in why I think that might be, there's an argument for this. Okay. I don't think it's for any of the reasons that most of the Jews give you, the Israelis give you.
We're not discussing
okay?
the Jewish
Excuse
people.
Excuse me, if I can talk for a minute.
We're not discussing
I am
the Jewish
discussing
people.
As
it's
well.
It's not a question about the Jewish people.
Okay,
it's
I'm
about
telling
an
you, I am
entity.
Telling you yeah. my logic for this, okay? If you let me express
secular,
it.
Secular, extremist,
and it is not,
atheistic, godless entity.
You can hear the yeah. guy interrupt like crazy. Yeah. I'm giving you my reason why I think this is the case.
Yeah.
If it was 1948 and someone asked me, should the Israelis be given that land? If I was in charge, I would say no. They need a land, but not there. Okay?
But the British did.
Okay? Okay? The and
British
the British
colonial.
I'm not the British. I'm just arguing from my point
no,
of view.
You are British.
Okay? I'm
so
not,
are we.
Okay?
We are
I'm not
British.
Responsible for decisions of people made
we
who
all,
are not me.
We all have
who
blood
died,
on our hands.
Okay? So if it were 1948, I would go no. And I believe Marshall said this to Truman. Marshall said to Truman, if you give the Israelis this set of land, it's going to create a whole lot of trouble
so
forever.
How come you know so much
okay?
history and earlier?
Okay. I know a bit. I know a bit. Okay? Because I try to be modest. I do
the
some
history is coming out.
I do some research.
Amazing.
I watch.
So
I
you're not that simple, are you?
Yeah, yeah. Hang on, hold on.
You're not
hold,
that
hold,
simple.
No,
are you?
But I'm not as much of an expert as a bunch of people. You might like Finkelstein.
Hello, hello.
If you put me next to Finkelstein,
I didn't
he
ask
knows
you to
much.
Be a PhD doctor
okay.
on the geopolitics
so I'm just trying
or the history of Palestine.
Look, I'm just trying to be honest and a little bit humble about the potential limitations of my knowledge.
But
okay?
this humility
That's
is actually drowning you.
Maybe. Okay, well, I prefer to be have too much humility than too much hubris, okay?
Yeah.
So anyway. If it was 48, given my limited understanding, I would go, maybe we shouldn't have a state of Israel here, but they need one. Holocaust, they've been picked on too much, they need somewhere
so
safe. And the internet, I know, I'm not. So just not there. That's the worst place to go. Okay? Now, my logic, and you won't hear this from many people,
yeah.
my logic for why maybe there should be two states now is not for the usual reasons you'll hear from Israelis, which are usually, number one, God gave us the land, and my answer is, I don't give a shit. About the magic man in the sky, this is a secular real estate problem. We can't do international politics based on any people going, our God gave us it, so that can go. The second argument you'll hear them use that can also go is, 3,000 years ago, blah, 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 and again, I'm just not interested because we can't do international politics based on shit that happened 3,000 years ago, because if we did, we'd have to give America back to the Indians, we'd have to give Britain back to the Celts, we'd have to give Australia
well,
back to the Aborigines.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, there'd be a whole lot of, it's not reasonable. We need
well,
to address.
Why is that not reasonable?
Well, maybe it is,
well,
but
if
okay,
it,
hang on.
Hello.
Okay, hang on, you may have a point. Maybe
you're talking like a colonial officer now.
Okay, maybe I am. Wait.
You're
no.
talking
okay.
like a colonial
okay.
settler.
So I'll backtrack.
Who went and took the land from
Adnan has a good point.
Yeah.
All my only claim is to be consistent. Maybe we should give it back. All we've got to do is be consistent, okay? So in the interest of consistency in international law, we need statutes of limitations. The third thing that you'll hear them argue is, well, when we got the land, we cultivated it in a way the Arabs didn't. And that's a bullshit argument, because that's like me saying, well, if I go and buy a car and then I don't wash it properly and you come by and nick it and then you go, mate, I've got a butler who cleans your car better. That's not the deal. I'm giving good
saying?
Arguments you should use against them because you guys spend too much time micromanaging small arguments.
I know what
arguments.
To use against them.
Great. I'd use these
that.
Three arguments.
I'm don't, using history.
Okay, can I finish?
They are occupiers.
Okay, can I finish?
They're
so,
occupiers.
So when you're debating them, just cut through the shit. Don't give me the God shit. Don't give me the 3,000 year shit. Don't give me the stuff about the red car that I look after better, because that's not how private property works. If I buy a car, it's up to me if I want to clean it. You don't get to steal it just because you look after it better. So now, the reason I do think they have a claim, I prepped you on how I got here.
They have a claim for what?
To be there now. Although, forget, I'm not using the word Zionist. The Israelis.
Because we're dealing with Zionists.
Okay, you say we are, I say we're not.
That's what we're dealing with.
I am using English to refer to...
We're not dealing with the Jewish people.
Guy won't let me finish.
We're not dealing with the Jewish people.
You want to know my logic, I'm telling you. In 1948, should they have the land? I think, no, it's just conflict and stupidity.
That's the game over.
Can I
finish? They should give the land back to the Palestinians.
Can I finish?
Okay, guys.
However, if I think... A human being has lived in a place for the whole of their life and they didn't choose to get born there. At that point, they have a potential ethical claim to that land. That is a statute of limitations
shake
we should
hands,
use.
Shake hands.
I'm happy to, but you, this is like this. Hold it. For the same
thank
reason,
you.
The
thank
Palestinians should get the land back that they were kicked out of in the Nakba, because they were born there. For that same reason.
And the world's biggest oxymoron.
Oxymoron.
Ah, yeah, Jewish state without their Zionism.
Okay, so
well done.
I tried.